This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Network.
All right, so here's the deal. If you're an old Angry Old Man podcast listener, or even a young one, you know what the podcast is all about. But in case you're a new listener, well then, Angry Old Man podcast is a one-man voice characterization and improvisational comedy.
You almost passed out there at the end, Robert.
So what?
Well, he's improvising. He's taking liberties with that little opening announcement.
What the hell do you mean he's taking liberties?
Yeah.
Well, he's pretending like that little opening statement is his own show.
My own show.
Yes, your own show.
Opening statement saying that this podcast is a one-man voice characterization and improvisational company is my own show.
Well, yeah, because now you're, personalizing it. You're talking to the people and not just sticking to the announcement. You're breaking format.
I'm breaking format.
Yes, you are.
You are so full of shit, man.
But what do you mean I'm full of shit?
I'm having a 22-second little show before the podcast begins.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
How dare you, Cheeks, have your own little 20-second show
so
before we start this podcast.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
That is so selfish.
I just figured out how to have my own little show that Curly cannot have.
Well, wait a minute. You guys are now turning it around on me.
No,
You're making me look bad.
Yeah, you do that pretty good on your own.
Well, how dare you, Cheeks, man? You don't
make right, enough already. It's time for the opening joke. Who's got the joke today?
I've got a joke.
All right, Cheeks, go.
How come he gets to tell the joke?
Well, he said he had a joke. Do you have a joke?
No.
Then shut the fuck up. Let the man tell his joke already.
But just relax for a minute, okay?
Oh, man.
Jeez. Yeah, shut the fuck up.
But don't tell me to shut the fuck up, man.
So the joke is about this professor at the University of Sydney who was having a lecture on involuntary muscle contraction to his first-year medical students.
So this is your joke.
Here we go.
You have a better joke?
No.
Well, then shut the fuck up and let me tell my joke.
Be quiet. Come on, Curly.
So this was not an exciting subject, and the professor decided to lighten up the mood a little bit.
Okay.
So he pointed to a young woman in the front row and asked, "Do you know what your asshole is doing while you're having an orgasm?" And she looked at the professor and said, "Probably golfing with his buddies."
The following program is presented by the County Anger Management Department. Remember, words spoken in anger are not funny, unless you're not wearing pants. Thank you.
All aboard!
It's the Angry Old Man Podcast. We don't sing and we don't dance. We are here to make you happy, make you laugh until you crap your pants. Come on and laugh, come on and laugh, come on and crap your pants.
Hello there, and welcome to the Angry Old Man Podcast. My name is Robert Q. With me, I have my good buddies, Curly Fries.
Hello there, everybody.
And Mr. Harry Cheeks.
Hello, everybody. How's it going?
What kind of a greeting is that?
Yeah, I think you got a little confused.
It caught me off guard, All of a sudden, I was on the spot, and I couldn't think of anything. So I just went, That's what I did.
Well, that was pretty good. I got to end it was.
Well, I wasn't trying for it. You know what happened? At our age, you get a brain fart at least 50 times a day. So that was one of my brain farts.
Well, at least it didn't sting.
No, it didn't.
Well, right here at the top of the show, I'd like to say hello to all of our friends, new friends, in India.
In India?
India.
Yes, in India. We have
fantastic.
Probably our second biggest country for downloads now.
Really?
Yeah, really, because we are on this podcast directory called Ghana.
Ghana?
Yes.
As in gonorrhea? Fucking, I don't know.
Gonorrhea?
You know, that's the only Ghana I know is gonorrhea.
Who the hell is going to name a podcast directory after a dick disease?
I don't know.
What do you think about it, man?
What's wrong with
it's not gonorrhea.
No.
The man said it was Ghana, not gonorrhea.
Well, I know gonorrhea.
That's something you get.
What the hell do you mean that's what I get?
No, it's Ghana spelled G-A-A-N-A.
Spell it again.
Yeah, G-A-A-N-A.
Okay.
And that's the directory that has the Angry Old Man podcast.
Right.
And somehow our Indian friends discovered us and have been listening like crazy. So we really appreciate it.
We do.
And we wanted to say hello to all of our Indian friends.
Yes, to all of our Indian friends, Kukumari Caliente.
What fuck is that? Kukumari Caliente.
I think that means hot cucumbers in Spanish.
What
the hell knows?
Cucumbers.
But however you say it in Indian,
yes.
Hello to all of our Indian friends.
Yes, hi everybody. Nice to have you with us
and
here.
Profusely apologize for suggesting that your podcast directory is named after a venereal disease. It was the slip of the tongue. I'm sorry. Really.
Yeah, he didn't mean it. He's just the mobile home park idiot here. So don't pay me attention.
Yes, we are coming to you live from the Bella Terra Mobile Home Park Estates here in sunny Southern California.
And for our Indian friends, what we do here is chronicle the daily lives of our, elderly residents, who happen to be quite colorful.
Very colorful.
And one of them is my better half, the live-in lover. She's a retired exotic dancer, Ms. Honeydew.
Yeah, so if you want to get caught up on all the activities here in the Bella Terra Mobile Home Park Estates, you have to start listening from episode 209, I believe, until this episode, which is 222.
Now, in the last episode, if you were here with us, which was 221, Ms. Honeydew had gone out on an audition for a brand new reality type television program. She would not divulge to us what that program was, but she did go there today, I believe, to film the first episode, correct, Curly?
Yes, yes. She is probably filming as we speak, and now that she is on the show, I guess I can
do 100 push-ups.
I can divulge a little bit more, and then when she comes back, she'll tell us all the details.
Well, you can give us some information right now, right?
Yes, I can.
Because we were trying to guess and figure out what show was she auditioning for.
Right.
Dog the Bounty Hunter came up and a few others, but we never got it right, correct?
No, not even close. But Honey has been on a pursuit of revitalizing her show business career.
Yes.
And she would actually take anything to get back to her past glory on the stage. But so far, not very much luck.
Yeah, unfortunately for her, but for us, it has worked out pretty good.
Yeah.
So what show did she audition for?
Okay, I will tell you, but you have to promise not to laugh.
Why would we laugh?
Okay, you promise?
Okay, I promise.
Cheeks, you have to promise, too.
Fine, I promise.
Do you swear to God?
Don't get God involved in this now.
Well, you have to promise that you're not going to laugh.
Fine, I promise I'm not going to laugh.
He promises he won't laugh.
Move on.
Okay, before I tell you what show she went to film today.
Yeah. Edna drove her.
Yes, Edna drove her because she was in no condition to drive today.
She wasn't?
If you recall about 3 or 4 episodes ago, Honey discovered that she had an ingrown and infected pubic hair in the crotch area. You promised you weren't going to laugh.
Robert?
Are you okay, Robert?
Yeah, I'm fine. I laughed so hard, I almost choked.
But you promised.
The fact the amici has an infected and ingrown pubic hair.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing is wrong with me. That's the crux of her new television career.
Wait a minute. How the fuck can an infected, ingrown pubic hair be the crux of her new TV show? Come on, man.
Well, just let me explain and stop all your laughter, please, because
Fine.
This is serious.
We'll
of course,
stop.
Yes. Yes, it's very serious.
Very serious.
It's serious. Well, as you know, she's a big fan of the television program, Dr. Pimple Popper.
Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yes, Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, Jesus.
And when she discovered that she had this ingrown, sizable ingrown pubic hair, she decided that perhaps she should audition for the show.
Of course.
And any exposure on television is good exposure.
Even if you're exposing your crotch area with a huge
sizable,
as you call it,
yes,
ingrown
and infected,
pubic hair.
Yes, because you never know where your next gig is going to come from. So exposure is good.
How is this going to land her any kind of a gig?
Well,
exposing her infected pubic hair.
Sizable, Robert.
Yes, sizable.
Yeah, because you cannot go on that show. Yeah. Unless you have a huge pimple of some sort.
Yes. I don't know how the hell people can watch that show.
Yeah, I know.
I tried watching it one time, and there was this guy with a huge, it must have been like 10-pound big pimple or a sack of pus on his back.
A tumor.
She popped it, and it was like mashed potatoes coming out of that thing.
Oh, God.
And I have not been able to eat mashed potatoes ever since.
I
don't know how Honey is going to get any kind of a gig or any kind of attention.
You never know.
From this show. Besides, they cover you all up.
Oh, yeah.
So all you see is the pimple. You don't see the pimple owner. So how is she going to get any exposure from it?
How the hell do I know, man? I just go along with her because, you know, going against her would just cause more problems in our relationship. So when she says she's going to go on television and have her pimple pop, I just say, okay, honey, just go ahead and do it.
Yes. Oh, there goes Spritzy. Who's coming?
Okay, Curly, you're facing the window. Check it out.
Okay.
Huh.
Who is it?
It's Honey and Edna.
What?
Honey and Edna?
Huh.
Already?
Yes.
They just left a little while ago.
Yeah.
Why would they be coming back so soon?
I don't know.
Maybe they called them and, you know, canceled the filming for today or something.
Well, we'll find out soon enough, I guess. But they're coming back and Honey doesn't look all too happy, so I don't know what's going on.
Maybe they decided to do an entire episode around Honey's pimple.
Yeah, that's
what
it.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Well, it could be because, you know, that thing was quite sizable.
Door. Jeez.
Annoying.
That door drives me nuts.
Me too.
Yeah.
Hello, ladies. What are you doing back so soon?
Yes. What's going on?
Yeah, why the silence? What's happening, Edna?
Yeah, well, a certain someone doesn't like the way I drive.
What, did you get into an accident? What happened?
Yeah, no accident.
Well, then what the hell happened?
No.
Just something happened.
Well, what happened?
Yeah, what happened? What's going on?
Honey, sweetheart, please, talk to me. What's going on?
What's going on is...
Yes, sweetheart, what is...
That my show business career is over.
Oh, no. Honey, it's not over. It's not.
No, honey.
Come on, talk to me.
I had this one chance, and one chance only. To get back to my old glory.
Yes.
And
what?
It's over. It's not going to happen.
Oh, Come on, honey, sweetheart.
And it's all her fault.
It is not.
Yes.
No, it's not my fault.
She drives like a fucking maniac.
What? Oh, you're the one that put your phone up on the dashboard.
Wait.
I didn't put it up there. It wasn't me.
Well, I had to see the telephone visually because I, you know, in case the producers called me or something. So
all right, enough. What the hell happened, Edna? Tell me what happened, because we can't go on like this.
We were driving up Seal Beach Boulevard to get on the freeway on the 405 to go to Riverside.
Right.
And there is a lot of construction there just before you get on the on-ramp to the freeway.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a sizable...
Pimple?
No, Harry, not pimple, sizable pothole.
A pothole.
And I saw it at the last moment, so I had to swerve a little bit.
Yeah.
And as I swerved, her telephone, which was up on the dashboard, came sliding down.
And
it hit the pimple.
It hit the pimple.
It's not funny. Her iPhone hit the pimple.
Did it pop?
Don't laugh, Mr. Cheeks.
Your cheeks.
That's not very nice.
Did it pop prematurely, honey?
It didn't pop. It exploded like a volcano.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, honey.
What am I going to do now, Curly? Oh,
you'll get another pimple. Don't worry, okay?
How am I going to get another pimple, huh?
Well, you can probably infect one of your pubic hairs again.
How do I do that?
Well, stop washing for a while. You know, don't take a shower for about a month, and it'll get infected.
Yeah. Why don't you Google it and find out how to infect the hair?
For the record, it wasn't my fault.
It was your fault, Edna.
It was not, honey.
It was.
I simply tried to avoid the pothole so that I would not damage my car. Okay? And it wasn't my fault that your telephone was up there and that you had your dress up looking at that pimple and admiring how shiny it was and how big it was. And when the phone just hit it right on the head, it just popped all over.
It popped all over.
Yes. All over the car.
Oh, Jesus.
There is pimple juice just everywhere.
It's all over our car.
Yes, all over.
Curly, you're going to have to pay to clean off all that pimple juice from our car.
I didn't do that. I didn't. That's not my pimple juice.
Well, honey doesn't have any money, so you're going to have to take care of it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Always comes back on me, doesn't it?
You got to take care of
honey,
it.
Honey, sweetheart.
Exactly.
Any chance that you can gather up all that pimple juice and shove it back into the pimple?
Are you what the fuck are you going to shove some pimple juice that popped out?
Yes.
Back into it.
Nuts.
Have you lost your mind?
Well, maybe like with a turkey baster.
Turkey baster.
Gather up in a turkey baster.
Oh, my
put
God.
Put it back inside. Is that possible?
Did you ever pop a pimple and try to shove her back in?
Well, no, but that thing was huge.
Now you're speaking a very ridiculous.
Yeah, he is.
I'm speaking ridiculous.
Yes, you are.
Well, you know, that thing was a big pocket, so
it
a lot. Maybe you can put some lard in it.
Lard?
Now you're going to shove some lard in her empty pimple pocket.
Some moron.
Come on, Curly.
Moron.
Just give it up. It's over. It's done.
Oh, God.
She is not going to be on the Dr. Pimple Popper show, and that's it.
Oh, God. I have to go to the bathroom.
Why, to clean up?
No, I have to go take a piss.
Honey, come on.
Take a piss.
Don't be so crass.
I'm crass.
A little.
And you're an ass.
That's right, Gertie.
I'm an ass.
Honey, sweetheart, listen to me.
Yes.
This was an unfortunate accident.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
It was. It really was. I was just trying to avoid the pothole, and I didn't know that a telephone was going to come down and, you know, cause the explosion. So... I'm very sorry, but there was nothing I could do about it. I was driving you there, so...
I know.
You know, I had the best intentions at heart.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, Edna. I'm sorry for taking it out on you. You know, you were the closest person there, and you are my dearest friend.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
The way I reacted, but I was just very emotional.
I know.
And...
not thinking very rationally.
That's true. That's true. So why don't you just go ahead and go, you know, urinate and then come back.
Okay.
And then we'll continue here with the podcast and, you know, try to get your mind off of it. Okay?
Yes.
All right.
Go ahead. That will be very nice. Okay, everyone. I'll be right back.
Thank
you for being so understanding.
Sure, of course.
I'll miss you when you're gone.
Yes. Like I'm missing my pimple.
Come on, honey.
She's going to miss you like she's missing your pimple.
Come on, chicks, don't stir the pot.
All right, let's move on. You know, that on-ramp onto the 405 from Seal Beach Boulevard,
it's
just a mess. Yes. I hope they get that done real quick.
Yeah, so me too.
I can see how you, you know, try to avoid that pothole and the unfortunate happened.
Yes, unfortunately, that phone just flew. Boy, it was like a bullet. Kapow!
Bullet.
And then a great big... Come on, Robert, don't laugh. It's not funny,
don't laugh.
Please.
Yeah, I don't want to laugh, but,
accidents do happen, and you just go on with your life.
But it's tough to go on, you know, when you thought you had a big chance for a comeback, and then a simple accidental pop of the pimple ruins everything. Luckily, I do have some...
pimples?
No, not pimples. What the hell's the matter with you, man? Keep answering my questions when I pause. Don't think I'm not aware of that.
I'm just trying to help you.
Help me how?
Well, you know, I want to keep the forward motion going.
Forward motion.
You pause, and then I say the first thing that pops into my head. So what can I do?
Just shut the hell up and let me continue speaking.
Yes.
Okay?
So, Curly, sweetheart.
Yes.
You said luckily you had some what?
Well, luckily, before he rudely interrupted me with all those pimples...
Well,
luckily, I have some good news for a change, but...
What good news do you have, Carlino?
Yeah.
She could use some good news now.
Yeah, we all could use some good news. Right. What are you talking about?
Well, I really don't want to talk about it because I don't want to jinx it.
You won't jinx it. Come on.
If things work out according to the plan...
The plan.
I think I'm going to be financially set... For the rest of my life.
Really?
In about a week or so from now.
Wow. Wait a minute. You didn't invest with Honey's nephew Bojangles again, did you?
No. Don't even mention that name. You know, he is persona non grata as far as I'm concerned.
Persona non grata.
Yes.
Who is... Persona non grata. Your nephew Bojangles, according to Curly.
I know. He hates him. But he's a wonderful young man.
He's an idiot.
He has...
absconded with a lot of my money is what he has done.
He has not.
Thank God I don't ever want to see him again.
It wasn't his fault that the toe ring industry took a dump.
Sure as hell was.
And just at the moment we were poised to open up all those toe ring kiosks... All across the country.
Well, what about Forever 81, the wonderful store that all the 90-year-old ladies were going to be shopping so they can look 10 years younger. What happened there?
Well, even Forever 21 went bust. So how can Forever 81 stay in business?
Yeah.
So it's not his fault.
Was.
Well, if it's not Bojangles, who the hell did you invest with?
And, don't ask.
Why don't you share that whatever information you have with us so that we can enrich ourselves as well?
I don't like to give stock tips to friends because if they lose their money, then they'll come back crying to me. And I don't want to have that responsibility.
Of course. Cheeks and I are just flush with cash.
Oh, sure.
We would have no problem raising $14-15 bucks a piece.
Of course.
To invest with you. What the hell are you talking about?
Robert.
Who did you invest with?
Yeah.
Well, why are you being so coy?
Don't be so coy, Roy. Spill the beans.
All right. I'll share with you what I can. You know my sister, Lucretia.
Lucretia?
Yes, Lucretia.
What do you call her for short?
Well, we call her Lukey.
Lukey.
Don't laugh.
For the record, you know how he hates Bojangles?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I hate that sister of his, Lukey, even more.
Why would you hate his sister?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Because... You know, she hates me, so I have to hate her right back.
Why would she hate you, honey?
Well, because she thinks I am after Curly's money.
Ah, yes. Ah. The Curly Fry's fortune is at stake. Yes.
She thinks that Honey is a gold
and
digger.
I think she's a bitch. Okay.
She's not.
And a horny one at that.
Well, really?
Even at her old age.
Well, she can't help the way she feels. You know, she is gifted with a handsome libido.
All right, so this old horny sister of yours.
Robert.
She lives up in Oakland, California, right?
Yes, she lives in Oakland.
So what kind of tip did your sister, Lucky, who loves Nookie,
Robert,
did she give you this time?
Now, come on, Robert. Don't make fun of my sister's name. You know, I didn't name her.
Nookie.
My parents named her Lucretia.
Yes.
Don't laugh.
Not too many kids these days or ever have been named Lucretia, but...
That is correct.
What do I know?
Yeah, so what kind of a tip? And did Lucretia...
Lucky get
for you?
Well, it wasn't her that gave me the tip. It was her lover.
Ah, her lover.
Yes. And, you're laughing.
Who is her lover?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to tell you because you're going to laugh.
We're not going to laugh, okay?
Well, we won't laugh, really.
You promise not to laugh.
Yes, I promise we won't laugh.
I promise.
My sister, Lucky, has a lover who is... she's been living with him for...
How long?
Oh, roughly about 20 years.
20 years.
And how old did you say Lucky was?
Well, Lucky is 83 years old, okay. And her lover is about, I think, 60-something.
So her lover is 20 years younger.
Yes.
And what's the lover's name?
Samuel Jackson.
The famous actor Samuel Jackson is her lover?
She wishes.
Oh, what do you mean, honey?
It's not the famous actor.
No?
It's some old defrocked priest.
What?
He's a defrocked priest. Don't laugh, man. Come on, there's nothing funny about a guy getting defrocked, okay?
No, it's not, sir.
No, it's not funny.
No, it's not. No, nothing to laugh about.
No.
A guy getting his frock taken away.
Well, stop laughing, please. This is very serious.
Yes.
I'm not going to continue.
I'm sorry.
All right, so why did Samuel Jackson, not the actor, but the priest... The priest, yes.
...get his frock taken away? Why was he defrocked?
Well, when they found out that he was, what?
Now, you're laughing. What's the matter with you?
Yeah.
You was right.
Come on.
But he was...
He was right.
He was getting Nookie from Lucky.
So when they found out that he was getting a little Nookie from Lucky, they didn't like that, huh?
Well, they frowned upon that.
They frowned upon that. Why?
Yes, he's a priest. Yeah. He's not supposed to be getting Nookie from anyone.
Well, yeah, but how did he start getting Nookie from Lucky? I mean, did she meet him in a bar or someplace?
No.
How did it happen that they started to, you know?
Oh, you're going to love this one. Go ahead, tell him, Curly. Tell him how she met him.
Well, actually, she went to a confession.
A confession?
Yes, she went to a confession, and Samuel, the priest, Father Samuel Jackson, was,
what,
there, and she went and started confessing her sins.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, her sins were a bit racy.
A bit racy.
Ah. Yes, laced with a lot of sexual innuendos.
Sexual innuendos.
Yes, sexual innuendos, and Father Samuel Jackson...
Got excited.
...got all hot and bothered, and before you knew it, he joined her on her side of the confessional.
Oh, really? And that is frowned upon.
Yeah. Yes. Well, apparently, it got very loud, and there were little old ladies there saying their rosaries and were shocked.
They were shocked.
They were not shocked. They were exhibiting heart attack symptoms. That's what they were.
Oh, wow. What did they do for the poor little old ladies who were exhibiting these symptoms?
Yeah, the paramedics had to be called.
Really?
And when old Samuel Jackson went back into the rectory, the old Monsignor got wind of what had just transpired in the confessional.
Wait a second. You said the old Monsignor.
Yeah, the old Monsignor.
So that means that the Samuel Jackson was the Mon Junior in that
church. What the fuck are you talking about, Mon Junior? There's Monsignor is the head guy there.
So he wasn't the Mon Junior.
No, there's no Mon Junior.
Yeah, I think that Cheeks is a little confused.
Tell me about it.
Cheeks, there is no Mon Monsignor.
No.
It's all one word. Monsignor is a word.
Yeah.
It's not Monsignor or Junior. It's
okay.
Monsignor.
All
that's
right.
that's
right.
the title
okay.
of the, you know, senior priest. There.
Okay, so I get it. So the Monsignor, who is the senior priest there.
Exactly.
He said what to Father Samuel Jackson?
Well, he told him, he said, it has come to my attention that you actually joined a parishioner inside of her side of the confessional, and there was apparently a lot of, shall we say...
A nookie noise.
Well, I don't know if he used the words nookie noise, but he came to the point and asked him, you know, if he did what he did.
Yeah.
And he said, I cannot lie, and I did have some nookie with lookie. Yeah.
And what did the Monsignor say then?
Right. Well, he told him to pack his bags and that he's officially been defrocked.
That's too bad.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. So he was defrocked.
On the spot.
He moved in with Lucretia.
Lookie.
Yes, Lookie. And what did Father Sam Jackson do for a living then?
Well, nothing.
Nothing?
No, he was unemployed for quite a while.
So he couldn't go to another church and get another priest job there?
No, this wasn't like losing your job at Kentucky Fried Chicken. You know, once you lose your frock, you're defrocked in every single church. Yeah. So he couldn't do it. So he was unemployed for quite a while.
Poor guy.
And besides, there aren't too many jobs that you can slide into after, you know, you get defrocked.
Yeah, that's true. And so what did he do for a living?
Well, he collected unemployment for a while.
Unemployment?
Yes. He was unemployed, man. What the hell was he supposed to do for money now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he collected unemployment for a while.
Okay, well, then his unemployment certainly ran out after a while.
Yeah.
What did he do then for money?
Well, he learned from a friend of his that he could do day trading, you know, trading stocks online, and that's what he did for a while.
Hmm. And how did he do?
And he was very good at it.
Oh, so that's how you receive this good stock?
Exactly. I got a call from Lookie.
Your sister.
Yes, my sister Lookie, and she said that SJ had a really super hot tip.
SJ?
On a stock.
What the hell's SJ now?
Samuel Jackson. Who else?
Oh, okay.
That's what she calls him now, SJ.
All right. So your sister calls you and says SJ has a hot tip, right?
Yes. She said he has a very good stock tip and that I should invest and because this company will be going public.
Okay.
And at that point, everyone would be rich.
So what's the name of this company that you invested in?
I can't give you the company name. The only thing I can tell you is kind of give you a general information about what they are developing.
Oh, okay, so this is some kind of high-tech company that's coming out with a new product?
Yes, very high-tech. As you know, companies are working on different types of clothing,
really?
Smart clothing that will be able to diagnose your health situation way in advance of a doctor.
Wow.
So as you know, there will be different sensors, like in your shirt.
Really?
That can detect your heart rate, your perspiration, and all the different bodily functions. That can be then relayed via your iPhone or iWatch or what have you to your doctor, and he'll know what's happening just by what your shirt is telling.
What was that? Wait a second. What was that noise? Was that your shirt talking to your doctor?
No, that wasn't my shirt talking to my doctor. Smart clothing is not out yet.
I heard a noise. What the hell was that?
Yeah, I heard it too. So what was that noise?
Let me see. Oh, yeah. That was an alert from my Ring doorbell camera. Somebody's lurking about. Let me see who it is.
Who is it?
Oh, it's somebody's dropping off a package at my front door right now. Maybe it's the prospectus from this company that I'm investing in.
All right, so you are investing in a company that's developing a smart shirt. Is that what your investment is all about, and that's why you are so excited about it?
I never mentioned the smart garment that I'm investing in, but it's not a shirt. I did not invest in a smart shirt.
Then what kind of garment did you invest in?
Go ahead, Curly. Tell them.
Listen, I...
Tell them.
You guys are going to laugh. I know you're going to laugh.
We're not going to laugh.
That's why I'm not going to tell you.
Well, you can't tease us like this.
Well, I'm not going to say it because I know you're going to make fun of me. And
we won't.
This is a very serious... A garment that everyone can use.
All right, so, but I promise you, if it's a serious garment, we're not going to laugh. I promise you, I'm not going to laugh. Robert, are you going to laugh?
Absolutely not.
See, we're not going to laugh. So go ahead and tell us about the garment that you invested in.
You know, I'm going against my better judgment, but I might as well, since I already, opened my mouth here.
What is it, Curly?
What I invested in is a company that is developing... smart undergarments.
Really? Smart undergarments. Yeah. What, like t-shirts?
Yeah. Bras?
No, not t-shirts. But you know how bras, they have iPhone, iWatch,
iPod,
all different kinds of products, right?
Yeah, iMac.
Well, this one will be known as iBoxer Shorts.
iBoxer Shorts? Are you serious? Curly.
See?
Boxer Shorts.
Why not?
Yes, now you're laughing.
I'm not laughing, okay?
You guys are trying to contain your laughter, but you are laughing.
Curly.
You promised me that you wouldn't.
Yes, we did promise. I'm sorry, but boxer shorts are a funny... article of clothing.
Very funny.
And you're talking about having iBoxer shorts.
Yes.
The smart boxer shorts that you're investing in.
Exactly.
Well, it's a little funny. I'm sorry.
Curly, you have to admit, boys are right. iBoxer shorts is a bit of a funny garment.
Well, it is, a touch humorous,
but
it's a serious subject because these would be self-cleaning boxer shorts.
Self-cleaning.
Now, see, you're laughing, man. I mean, it's not funny.
I'm sorry, but, anytime the subject of boxer shorts comes up, it's a funny subject.
Yes.
I can't help myself.
Very funny.
But in addition to being smart boxer shorts, they are also self-cleaning. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. It would be like having a bidet in your pants.
Bidet.
In your pants.
Yes. Like the Europeans, they like to have water squirt up their asses.
Yes, they do.
So why not us Americans start squirting water up our...
How the fuck would you get water in your boxer shorts?
Yeah.
Would you have to walk around with a hose connected to your
shorts? No. They're working all this out. The the engineers in Silicon Valley are working on all these different obstacles that they have to overcome.
So in other words, you don't have to walk around dragging a big garden hose behind you attached to your boxer shorts.
iBoxer shorts. And no, you would not have to walk around. They have figured out how to, fill your pockets full of water.
Your pockets.
Yes, your pockets would be two little water tanks that would be connected to your iBoxer shorts.
iBoxer shorts.
And there would be sensors all over your ass.
You're
You said you weren't going to laugh. Come on.
Sensors.
Yes, sensors.
All right. I'm sorry for laughing.
You said you weren't going to laugh.
Okay, so your boxer shorts would have all these sensors all over your ass.
Correct.
And what exactly are these sensors sensing?
Well, the sensors will be able to discern.
Discern
between various bodily functions. That your iBoxer shorts are monitoring.
Well, which bodily functions are we talking about?
Well,
here?
I'm talking about urination.
Ah, yes, urination.
That's right. It is monitoring if there is a need for the person to urinate.
Okay, so when your smart boxer shorts detect that you have to take a piss, what happens then?
Well, what happens then is that the... the smart underwear quickly opens up the cock port.
Curly.
Yes?
I wish you wouldn't use that word.
What word?
Cock. But, you know, it's a little crass.
But that's what they're using it in Silicon Valley.
And they're calling it the cock port.
Yes, the cock port. Don't laugh, man. You said you weren't going to laugh.
No, but what cockport?
The cockport I'm talking about is the little opening that you shove your cock through when you have to take a piss.
Well, then why couldn't they just call it a fly like we normally do? That's the fly on your pants.
I don't know. I'm not the engineer or the developer.
Okay, but I have to ask you.
What?
Is that the technical name for it, the cockport?
Yes, it's called the cockport, or CP.
CP.
Cockport. Cockport. You see, they're much more progressive up in Silicon Valley. Progressive. They're not as prudish as we are, so they call it as they see it.
A cockport.
That's right, a cockport.
Well, I am sort of partial to that, I guess. I don't know why, but somehow...
What do you mean?
That strikes my fancy.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah. What the hell do you mean you're not surprised?
That honey likes a cockport. Not surprising to me.
That is disrespectful, man, to my woman.
She says it strikes her fancy. What the hell is that supposed to mean?
She said it.
That means she likes a cockport, so shut the hell up and move on.
Cheeks is right. She said she fancies a cockport, so just move on.
Yes, Curly, she did say it. She likes a cockport, so let it be.
But what about women? How the hell do they piss out of their pants?
Yeah, what about the ladies?
Because there's a little, you can't have a little cockport in the ladies' pants.
Right, that is absolutely true. They have what is called a pee-pee.
What's a pee-pee?
The pussy port.
Curly,
it's not me. It's them up in Silicon Valley. That's what they called it.
They call it the pussy port.
Yes, that's what they call it.
Well, that's a little too progressive for me, if you ask me.
Well, it could have been worse, you know.
Like how it could have been worse?
Well, you know, they could have called it the C word.
Oh, my God.
But they didn't. They went with pussy, which is a cute little word.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Little pussy port.
Yes, pussy port is kind of cute.
It is. You know, it's very cute. You know, a little pussy cat.
Oh, shut up.
It's so cute. And so pussy is nice.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, that's way out there for me.
Really?
You know,
I'm with you, honey.
I don't know what to think.
Yes, it's a little too futuristic.
Well, it is kind of futuristic, but you have to embrace technology.
You have to embrace it,
yes,
don't you?
You have to embrace technology and just go with it, and it will make your life much simpler.
Okay, I'll go along with that, but I have a couple of questions.
Okay, Edna, go.
Okay, first of all, what does the I in I... boxer shorts stand for?
That is a great question.
Thank you.
The I in I boxer shorts stands for intuitive.
Intuitive.
They're smart. Yeah. That makes sense. The I in your iTelephone, you know, iPhone, stands for internet. But the I boxer shorts stands for intuitive because these are truly smart boxer shorts.
Okay, so I can see that the boxer shorts.
The I boxer shorts are
for men.
Mm-hmm.
But the women don't wear the I boxer shorts, do they?
No, they do not.
Because the cockport would not work for the pussy part.
Exactly. Yeah, the cock port is located a bit higher than the pussy port would be. So, yes, they don't work. Yeah. That is why they developed the IGPs.
What are the IGPs?
Well, the IGPs stand for the I Granny Panties.
I Granny Panties?
Yes.
Come on. I find that offensive.
Why are you offended?
Well, because I don't like those baggy granny panties. Why not make it I Panties?
Well,
so that you can have something sexy to wear.
Exactly.
That is also intuitive.
Yeah, why not the IGS?
The IGS?
What? Yes.
What?
The Intelligent G-string. That's what I'm talking about. That's what they should have worked on.
Well, let me tell you why they did not go with the iPanties or the IGS.
Fine, tell me.
There simply is not enough real estate to put all the sensors, all the cameras and everything else that goes into making the IGPs and the iBoxer shorts truly intuitive.
So what you're saying is the smaller the panties, the
more stupid they are, right?
Well, you could put it that way. You know, there's not enough area to put all the sensors in, and that is the reason why.
And conversely, the bigger your ass is, the smarter your underwear will be. So,
Harry.
You know, honey, you're going to have very, very smart underwear.
Oh, my God.
I am appalled.
You got a big ass. That's no secret.
Harry. I am Rubenesque.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Look it up.
I am Rubenesque.
I don't have a fat ass.
No.
I just happen to be very voluptuous.
Right.
She's voluptuous. Okay.
And I can't help it if I'll have smart underwear.
That's what I said.
Smarter than yours.
But you
dumbass. Yes, she is correct.
A dumbass.
Her ass will be smarter than yours.
Well, okay, jeez. Fine. Let her have a smarter ass than mine.
All right. We have established that Harry Cheeks is a stupid ass.
Has.
A stupid ass. Okay.
No, you were right the first time. He's a dumbass.
Yes, he is. A dumbass.
Yeah, okay, I'll go along with that. But this sounds like this particular function is only if you are near a toilet bowl.
Exactly.
You know, so that it senses the toilet bowl, it opens up the little window, and you urinate. But what if there is no toilet nearby? Does the smart iBoxer shorts then realize what to do next?
That is a great question. Cheeks. Very, very good question.
Yeah, thank you very much.
What happens in that situation, the iBoxer shorts quickly yank out a little plastic bag.
A plastic bag?
Yes, a little plastic bag is attached to your...
cock?
Yes, your cock. the lady female part.
The vagina.
And then you urinate in the plastic bag.
Okay, so you finish urinating in the plastic bag, but you know what happens... you have to shake a little bit. What happened? How do you do that?
Exactly. What happens is a little hand comes out.
A little hand?
Yes, a little hand comes out, and it shakes it for you.
It shakes it for you.
Yes, it shakes it dry for you.
Oh.
And for the ladies, the little hand grabs a tissue, which is in a little dispenser right there next to the port, and it wipes.
Oh, that is truly hygienic then.
Yes, and I'm starting to get intrigued with these eye granny panties.
Yeah,
that sounds
Well, let me ask you this. What if you suddenly enjoy the shaking part?
Uh-huh.
Is there a way to prolong it?
Well, there is the M button.
Well, excuse me, Curly.
Yes?
There is an M button?
Yes, the M button, which is the masturbation mode.
They put in the masturbation mode.
That's fantastic.
So
in addition to catching all your urine, it can also pleasure you, correct?
Why do you think I'm investing in this?
Wait a second.
What?
Before we get to the pleasuring mode, there's a bit of a housekeeping question that I have.
Housekeeping? Well,
yes. What happens to those little bags that are filled with piss now?
Oh.
What happens to the piss bags? Yeah.
Well, what happens then is a little hand comes out, it takes the bag, and it puts it in the storage to be discarded later.
So this is a different little hand.
Yes.
Than the little hand that pleasures you.
Correct.
This is the hand that just gets rid of the bags full of piss, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Different hands have different functions.
Okay.
One is to, pleasure and, of course, shake.
Oh, God.
And then the other hand is for discarding the collected human waste.
Now, there seems to be a lot of little hands.
Yeah.
Of course.
A lot of hands.
Way too many little hands for my taste, I can tell you that.
Well, there's never enough hands for me, so I'm very happy to hear this.
Honey,
what?
I don't know if we should get into that here.
We'll talk about it later.
But you have to have all these little hands that replace your hands so that your hands can be free to do other things.
Like what, Curly?
Well, you could be eating a steak sandwich.
Wow. You're going to be eating a sandwich?
Yes.
Sandwich?
Yes.
Well, you're taking a piss in the back.
Or yogurt, if you're into health food.
Yogurt.
Yes, you could be performing other tasks while your iBoxer shorts are taking care of business for you.
Okay, so we've got the urination out of the way.
No.
What if you have to do a number two.
Yeah, if you have to take a crap as you're eating that yogurt, you know what happens then?
Well, since you're eating smart underwear.
Wait a second. Who's eating smart underwear?
What's smart? What are you saying?
You just said since you're eating smart underwear.
Well, I meant since you're eating your smart underwear knows, you know, what you're doing. It's aware of everything that you're doing.
Yeah, it's artificial intelligence that's embedded into your underwear, right?
Underwear.
They know what's going on. So if you have to do a number two, well, there are two sets of hands.
two sets of hands.
Yes. One set of hands, you know, is there to pull your pants down for you.
Pull your pants down.
Yes, it pulls the pants down as you're squatting down to, you know, cop a squat.
Now, who pulls the underwear down?
Well,
because the first pair of little hands pulls the pants down.
Yes.
And then who pulls the underwear down?
Well, that's the second pair of little hands.
Is that the same pair?
You're laughing.
Puts the dick bag on your dick, or is it the jacks you
up? To see, there you go again. You guys are not being serious. You're making light of all this wonderful technology that's being developed.
Yes, I'm sorry, Curly, but you know, all these little hands, I'm losing track of all these little hands that are coming out.
Well, you need hands.
One is bagging, the other one is jerking, so we don't know what the hell is going on.
Well, there are plenty of little hands to do all these different tasks.
Sounds like it.
I cannot enumerate all of them, but take my word for it.
I have to take your word for it.
There is a set of hands for
everything. A lot of little hands just flying around all over the place.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a little worried.
Why is that?
Well, because what if, you know, you lose control of these little hands, and what happens then?
Well, at that point, you'll just crap your pants.
Crap your pants? Well, then what's the point of having intelligent underwear if you're going to crap your pants?
Well, that's where the bidet mode comes in. I told you about the bidet or the self-cleaning mode.
All right, so what happens at that point?
Well, at that point, another little hand comes
out. Another little hand?
Yes, another little hand. It has a hose.
A hose.
Yes, it has a hose.
Oh, Jesus.
And just like the bidet in Europe, it squirts water. And it cleans you off. Ah. Except you don't have to sit on the bidet. You can just enjoy your steak sandwich.
Steak sandwich.
As this is going on.
I don't know about this, Curly.
What's confusing?
Yeah. Well, you're sitting there, you're crapping in your pants and enjoying a steak sandwich.
Well,
how is that
sounds
possible?
Delicious.
Well, that's technology, making your life so much easier.
Yeah. Okay, I've got something else for you.
What?
You're sitting there enjoying your steak sandwich.
Yes.
And all these bags are piling up, bags full of piss and shit inside of you.
Yes, that doesn't sound very delicious to me.
What's your point, Chief?
Well, your pants would get very, very bulky, you know.
Yeah.
What do you do with all the bags?
Well, there are cameras all around your ass that are viewing the landscape that surrounds you.
Uh-huh.
And when they see that there's no one looking, the little bag is discarded through your pant leg and it goes down on the ground. And you just keep walking.
Yes. That doesn't sound very ecologically sound.
No.
You're going to be dropping little piss bags as you're walking through the park. Come on.
Yeah,
man.
That doesn't sound very ecological at all.
Well, they are working on chemicals right now, which will be injected into those bags.
Okay.
And it will turn the contents into the grade A compost or fertilizer that will fertilize the grass.
I see.
And there is your answer.
Wow, they seem to have thought of everything, you know.
Oh, yes. These are some of the most brilliant minds in the world working on these different sensors.
Yeah, that sounds like they have developed a lot of different sensors. But what would you say would be sensors that are most, let's say, useful for us, the senior citizens of the world?
Well, the defecation mode is quite extensive.
What do you mean by the defecation mode being so extensive? I mean, it's...
Well, quite simple to me.
Yeah.
It comes out.
Grab your pants.
It's got to be taken care of.
Yes, but they've developed these very highly sensitive sensors in Switzerland.
Switzerland?
Oh, yes.
Oh, those are Swiss are really good. You're making, you know, those watches and everything, but they're known for developing super sensitive sensors, right?
Oh, yeah, super sensitive.
So what kind of sensors did the Swiss develop?
Well, these super sensitive sensors are designed specifically for us seniors and some younger people.
Well, that's very helpful.
Because they will be able to discern the difference between a fart and a shard.
Oh,
why are you laughing, man? What?
Curly, for the folks at home and around the world, please explain the difference between a fart and a shard.
Okay. Do I have to really explain that?
Yes, Curly, because we have a lot of new listeners in India.
India?
Yes, a huge listening audience in India. So we have to make sure everyone understands what we're talking about. Well, so explain the difference between a fart and a shard.
Go ahead, Curly. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes you get the urge. You think you are going to fart. And so you let it loose.
Yes.
But it turns out there is some...
lunch.
Well, shall we say liquid particles that come out with the fart.
Yeah.
And so that is a shard. The combination of gas and liquid particles is called a shard.
Yeah. So the eye boxer shorts will be able to discern the difference between those two.
Exactly. So if it's a fart,
it
will be directed into the filtration system.
Filtration.
Which will filter out the stink and only release the fresh air out of your pants.
But if it detects a shard coming, what does it do then?
If indeed it is a shard, there are two little hands that come out, and they immediately pull your pants down.
Let me get this straight.
Robert.
So if it's a shard, two little hands come out,
they do.
And they pull your pants down.
Completely down, so that, you know, you can expel whatever bodily fluid is coming out of you and not into your eye box or short.
Curly, what if you happen to be at the opera? Yes, you're at the opera. You just went out to the lobby to get some popcorn.
Okay.
And you're making your way back to your seat. And, you know, people are kind of, their knees are hitting you and you're saying, excuse me, excuse me. And suddenly, there is an urge. You think you're going to fart, but it's a shard.
It's a shard.
What happens then?
Well, I feel sorry for the guy whose head is right next to your ass.
Oh, goodness.
Because
wait a minute.
You'll be covered.
Well, that's not the answer I was looking for.
Well, I know, but I was being facetious, but it is recommended not to take your eye boxer shorts or IGPs to an opera until all the kinks are worked out.
And there's another reason why I'm not going to the opera.
I'm with you, honey.
Well, this is all very, very intriguing. You know, I'm really intrigued by this eye underwear and the eye granny panties.
IGPs.
But I don't know if this is going to catch on.
Oh, I have no doubt.
Me neither.
No doubt at all. I feel this will be the next iPhone.
The next iPhone, because certainly they will probably come up with a mode where you can actually call someone with your eye boxer shorts.
Well, only time will tell.
Yes,
if,
for sure.
Eye boxer shorts and IGPs will catch on. In the meantime, sadly, we are out of time today. We thank you so much for spending some time today with us here on the Angry Old Man Podcast.
Thank you, everyone.
All right, so let's go to you, honey.
Okay.
You're still not going to the opera, correct?
Absolutely not. Why would I go to the opera if there's a chance some fat old guy carrying arms full of popcorn craps all over my head? No, thank you so much.
Don't blame you.
But I do look forward to getting together with all of you again next time. And in the meantime, stay sexy. Not with all that crap and popcorn all over your head.
All right, Cheeks.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Well, you know, to be perfectly honest, I'm kind of toying with the idea to invest.
Really?
In this smart underwear venture. Curly, I think you may have a winner here.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, just like you had in that cowlytic converter that converted cow farts to opera music.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
there's a good chance. Yeah. We'll make some money.
They're still working on that.
Oh?
Still working on
it. Okay, well, good. So long, everyone. We'll see you next time.
All right, Cheeks, we'll see you next time. And how about you, Curly? What's on your mind?
Well,
I'm sure you are preoccupied with, you know, your big investment.
Yes, yes. I'll be studying their prospectus and their due diligence on the investment. But I have a good hunch on this bet. It should be a good one.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope some of our good friends all around the world can take part in the I Boxer Shorts and I Granny Panties. So long, everyone.
Well, everyone, we want to thank you for being with us also. You can buy us a cup of coffee, cup of tea, or an aspirin by going to our website at www.angryoldmanpodcast.com.
Right.
We'd appreciate a good aspirin at this point. See you next time.
And if you have any questions or suggestions, you can reach us at angryoldmanpodcast@gmail.com. So long, everybody.
This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Network. Hey, turn off the microphone. I have to fart. Thank you.